You want cash. You want to get stuff done. So what do? You buy 5-Hour Energy, of course. You upload the receipt to 5hewin.com, then find out if you instantly won $10, $100, or even $1,000. Then you drink that 5-Hour Energy and cut through your to-do list like a hot knife through butter. 5-Hour Energy, the official sponsor of Getting Stuff Done. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends June 30th, 2021. For rules, visit 5hewin.com/rules. Void where prohibited. Message and data rates may apply.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Studio 88, where you are styled on the move.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Henda, what a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. What's going on? What's good? Jeez, I'm not even sure if I should say Henda anymore.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm going to say I'm a tribalist.
And cancel you. Yeah. You must greet us in all 9 languages.
Oh, yeah. Cultural inclusion.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's the life we chose, man. We got to keep it going. Welcome, Ghost Ladies here.
I'm here.
Saw Panduka is here. Boop. The pool is here. Yep. I am here. You are here, yes. Which is why we love you. We are going strong. Fuck, we got such a busy show today.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
So many amazing announcements we got to make. So many beautiful. Great things happening.
Oh, beautiful.
Like welcoming new members?
Yes, we've got new members.
New subscribers.
Yeah. New chillers.
New chillers.
You know what I thought? I thought about a game. Should we start with a game?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play
Since
a game.
We got new chillers, mm-hmm. Some of them might not know us. Mm-hmm. So I thought, let's play a game to see actually how well, because how long have we been working together, so?
It's been like 2 months now.
Two months? You're kidding.
Two months would be January, February. So plus like December and November. Yeah. So 4 months.
Yeah,
four
what up, Nota? What's happening,
Yo,
Nota?
Notes.
The Take comments notes. Were not enough.
Like, yeah. Always in the- Nota is live on the comments right now.
Shit. Okay, cool. So yeah, we're going to play a game and see how well you know me and how well I know you.
Oh,
so
good.
Ghost Lady is going to ask 3 questions that you should know about me.
Okay.
And
yeah,
she'll
you
ask
guys
three
send
questions,
me some questions.
That I should know about you. Mm-hmm. So you'll go 1-1, ne?
1-1.
Oh, all right, cool. Let's go.
I'm going to start with Saul.
Are we winning something?
What?
What about a Studio 88 voucher or something?
Oh, okay.
Whilst we win it.
For who? For you.
We'll give it away to the chiller.
Yes, yeah. Oh. One of us will win it and we'll give it away.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
To your chosen chiller. All
right.
Yes.
Clean. Don't leave me hanging.
Elbow.
Hey.
That's one thing you should know. He always leaves me hanging.
He does. All right,
cool.
Okay, so what is Mac G's son's name?
Ziggy.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that was easy.
That was an easy one.
It's easy, bro. Ziggy and he mentioned it like in the car 30 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. What does I say?
You're talking to your woman.
I can imagine.
Don't panic. I'll drop Ziggy off. Yeah, so I picked it up.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Mac G. What was Saul's traumatic experience that he had in while he was in primary school?
One that I mentioned on the show.
Oh, fuck. I know this one. Shit.
Which one is this?
Which one?
It's got to do with the doo-doo, with the poo-poo, ne?
Oh.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
When he soiled himself.
I soiled my pants.
Yeah.
And then you didn't want people to call you what?
No, man.
You don't want people to say it was Nyel or something?
It was
Nyel.
Yeah, or in the biology class, when we talk about symbiosis, and everybody looks at me.
Simba Sol.
The lion crab.
I let me just stool. I'm in two.
Okay. So what is Mac G's currently like favorite episode for 2021?
Ooh.
You.
Ah, oh, that's an easy one, Doc.
You were there, my guy.
We've done like three. We've done three, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2021. You've literally have three to choose from.
Mm. It's last week's episode.
Which one?
Prince KB.
Prince KB.
No. Are we talking celebrity interviews? Or
yeah.
Episode.
No. Celebrity.
Celebrity interviews.
Hey, he has nothing favorite this year. If anything, this is our New Year episode right now. We're starting here.
Celebrity Buntle.
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 You want to call a friend? Notas here. You want to call him?
Yo, I'm wrong.
No.
Last answer.
Hey, man, who did we do? Hey, remind me. Okay, we've done... Yeah, I'd
Buntle,
say...
Prince KP.
Zakes. Okay, that hasn't aired. Okay, that other guy said we must remove his episode after we got in trouble. So, yeah, man, I'd say Zakes.
Yeah.
Changed my mind. Zakes.
Yeah.
Zakes was a powerful
Zakes was amazing, man.
I'd watch Zakes any day, anytime.
They're misunderstanding so Zakes.
No, they're misunderstanding him on purpose. They're saying Zakes is advocating the buying of big cars before one buys a house or a place to stay.
Oh, they watched the clip.
It's just pure stupidity. Yeah. They must just be left alone.
Zakes was amazing.
No, Zakes, bro, is a fountain of wisdom, knowledge, you know?
If I do a 2-hour show, you must tell, like, fuck, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because that's two parts, no?
Yeah. And then if I do 30 minutes...
Ish. Which one is this?
Don't go there. Hey, we're in trouble already. We'll be like, you're hitting on 30 minutes now.
Yeah. Clock inclusion. 60 minutes.
Hey, yo, please, guys.
Right, next one. So who's winning so far?
I am.
No.
We're getting everything correct.
Yeah, okay. Getting everything correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Meg G, this is for you.
Mm.
You never change this character. Like, you...
Anyway. Let's try it.
Okay, name one porn star Saul definitely has on his phone.
Cherico Diaz.
Hey.
That was easy, dog.
That was so easy.
Even Ziggy knows that.
How? You Google it for him. Pega lantern, I am.
That was easy.
Okay, you see? Still a tie.
That's easy.
All right. This is for you, Saul.
Yeah.
What is McGee's title? Like his song title, the title of his song.
Mkuzene.
You see?
Come on, bro. Come on, dude. Really?
No, I thought you didn't know because it didn't land. Like, no one knows the song.
No, it's popular enough.
So I thought you wouldn't get it.
No, man. Come on.
In the chiller circle, it's very popular.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. At least.
This guy.
At least. Then there's a whole lot of people who are just in denial that it's the best song ever. All right. Last question for you, Mac G. Mm. Name one country that Saul has been outside of the South Africa.
Oh, shit. That one, I don't know. Mm. Fuck.
So I win.
One country Saul hasn't been.
That I've been.
That he has traveled to.
Fuck. He's mentioned it on the show.
Yes, he has.
I did.
Yes.
Damn it.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Don't say anything now.
I know you want to go to that island.
Island of Lesbos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's in Europe.
I want to go to the island of Lesbos.
Shit.
Lovely.
I'm guessing here, man.
Guess.
Mozambique. Yeah.
You want to call a friend? There's Nota here.
Nota, do you know the answer to this? You don't know as well, ne? Yeah. He wouldn't know. He's always in the comments. He doesn't listen to the show.
He's commenting before the show, even right now.
I don't know.
But you said Mozambique, you guessed right.
Yeah, you said Mozambique.
What is it?
It's a nun.
He's never been anywhere.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that was a trick question! Yeah.
Fuck you!
Yeah. Saul is the winner!
All right, I'll give a voucher to someone.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, there's a chill I was disappointed because she's skinny and I said I like thick girls. And she was like, not happy. So I think I'll give her the she's in the comments in the previous episode. I'll give her the voucher.
We'll announce her in the next episode.
Yes, we'll announce her. We'll look for her.
Actually, can't you give her your t-shirt since it couldn't fit you?
But she's skinny, and that's a double XL that didn't. I mean, it's an XL that didn't fit me, so it's too big for her.
Oh.
Yeah. No, the voucher's better. Then she can choose whatever.
The voucher's better.
She'll choose whatever
sweet.
She wants.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Anyway, let the show begin. How you guys been, man? What's been happening? What's going on?
We're good.
Oh fuck! I came up with another idea. You know, I'm always coming up with ideas.
Oh yes.
So imagine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Einstein.
Imagine you have. Have you been to the gin bar in Four Ways?
The gin bar.
No.
By Danefin.
No, I haven't been
there. Yeah, there's a gin bar by Danefin.
Okay.
So imagine a black gin bar, right?
Okay.
Where they only sell locally produced alcohol.
Mm.
Awesome.
So more grandeur.
Genologist.
Yeah. J something's gin. Kelikumalo. So it's local.
Yeah.
We sell it.
Even wine and ciders and beers.
Whatever.
Soweto Gold. I don't know, but they sold Soweto Gold, ne?
Oh, did they sell? How can they sell Soweto Gold?
Yeah, they sold it to Heineken.
How about Ukamba, guys? Ukamba.
How do you sell something?
You know, from Cape Town?
Yeah, Ukamba.
Ukamba Beer Works. Yes.
So you go to this black gin bar. It's only black produced alcohol.
Brilliant.
All right. Now, when it comes to the food, have you seen on like Instagram, everybody's a chef?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
So what you do is like, I don't know, maybe every 2 weeks or every month, you change the chef. Do you get me?
Like invite an Instagram chef.
Yeah. Yeah. So one month is this chef, and the next month is another chef. So every time you go there, it's always like a different menu.
That's a brilliant idea.
Wonderful idea.
I love it.
But not Instagram chefs now.
Yeah,
it's like chefs.
Yeah.
Who are killing it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Be there. Okay, I get you.
Yeah. Would you go to that?
I would.
Definitely. I'd be there, bruh.
Yeah.
I love food.
You want to do it?
I don't care about restaurants and stuff.
I see.
Oh.
Okay, but it's an idea for someone else.
Can do it. Oh, someone with money. Okay. Yeah, I don't have time for that.
Is it? Oh, that is nice. That's a very beautiful idea. Yes.
No,
nah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because imagine every time you go back there, it's a different menu, different chef.
But
different
sometimes you go back to, we always go to a restaurant because there's specific food that you want.
Yeah, so now someone goes there, they fall in love with this particular meal and they can never, ever have it.
True. Like, I love Daruma, man. The food there is amazing.
That's Mosquitos, right?
Yeah,
I haven't been to Mosquitos.
I haven't been there either.
Yeah.
I took my mom the other day for the first time. She loved it.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
But she was complaining because the water was too hot. She wanted cold water. She wanted hot water. It was too cold. So the guy had to go back and forth like 3 times to make sure the temperature is right.
Wow. Yo.
I've got that kind of mother. And that time the chef was a chill. I'm like, fucking hell. She's killing me.
So it's the one of the chillers we lost, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, big shout out to Somizi and Bautu. How awesome.
Speaking
about Black Excellence.
Oh, congrats. I saw that. And the shoe looks dope.
Oh, it's a silver shoe. In fact, right now, I'd really love to get that shoe.
Yeah.
I wish to get that shoe. I'm so in love.
You bought like a drip or a Bautu shoe? Have you guys ever
bought it? I'm intending on buying someone drip. They've been talking about drip. So yeah.
Yeah.
How dope is that collaboration?
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Like, imagine. It's not just only that you get a shoe by Nike or Reebok, but it's actually a locally.
Thank you.
You know, it's
with a local influencer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And an influencer's supporting a local brand.
I like that.
I love that, man.
People can't get it. More local than that, man.
We got to keep the rant together, guys.
Exactly. Yes. It's people who get it. Remember when they tried selling us Audio Mister using Jamie Foxx? You know what I mean? That disconnect.
You mean Fox. You couldn't find any person here in South Africa.
A legendary South African. I forgot the guy with the rings. What's George?
George Zamtela.
I think Audio Mister, I think Georgie. You know what I mean? Or someone like that.
Who's that politician with the voice? You see, it seems like he drinks a lot of Audio Mister. That's the one with the voice.
Yeah. The one from Kleine Boksburg, Lobaba. Gwede Montashe. Yes.
He'll be perfect.
How much money do you think Somizi is making?
Everywhere.
Dude.
A lot, man.
Too much. He's doing well for himself.
Do you think there's someone who's making more than Somizi in the game right now? Somizi's making a shitload of money, guys.
But look at his checks, man. Outside.
No, from the game. Look at his checks, man. He's got Metro.
Yeah.
Right. That's a
He's got
check.
Yes TV.
because that's he's there every day, right?
Yeah.
He's got idols.
Idols.
Ah, that's TV. A huge check.
Huge check,
huge,
right?
Huge one, yeah.
Now he's got this Batu thing. Mm,
that's right? A huge check.
Because I think this isn't like, hey, we're going to give you X amount.
No way.
Please push for us. It's a partnership.
No, it's not just give you shoes. No. He's getting paid.
I was driving on the highway. There's a beautiful billboard. Like off Batu sneakers.
Yeah, by Allendale. Yeah.
I think so,
really? Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. I was just like.
So he's got that. He's got also he works with MultiChoice, like their ads and stuff.
Yes.
He's got that dancing thing.
Choreography.
Yeah, where you can buy and work it from home.
Oh, like an exercise routine.
DVD thing, yeah.
Type of thing, yeah.
He's got that. He's got a book.
Oh, yeah. He's got a book.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got that show. On Zanzi, cooking the one.
Oh yeah, the one with the controversy. Yeah, the cooking one. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Fuck it out.
Shit. Yeah, that's
well done to him though.
Street. And that's just stuff that we know of.
Mm. Yeah, can you imagine other
obviously
things that he's
off the outside the game, right? Yeah.
Am I missing anything? Is there anything else I'm missing? Nota that he's doing. Oh, Nota Canieras.
Oh
no,
Nota's acting fresh.
You know Nota.
Hey, Nota. What are the bags is Samizi doing? He's acting fresh.
<It's fucking laughs> No, he's on the comments already. Leave Nota alone. He's on the comments.
Yes! Says, nah.
He's doing well.
Yo.
He's doing well. Bottom line, he's doing well.
Yeah.
Who else do you think can rival that?
Right now?
Proverb.
Yeah. He pays Samizi.
Hey, yeah, he owns idols.
Yeah, he pays him. He writes
Yeah.
Okay. Samizi's boss.
Shit. Yeah,
Proverb. Yeah.
He's got that. He's got Kaya. He's what? He's leaving Kaya. You lord.
Whoa.
Where's he going? Sure. Hmm.
Damn it.
There's another spot.
Yeah, a lot of spots these days, man. A lot of spots.
Oh, shit. Anyway, when last did you guys read the newspaper?
I can't remember.
A newspaper. Mm. Let me not say I read the newspaper, but we normally get, you know, the community newspaper, like we get the Record here.
Oh, yes.
And I just like to check specials. I'm that person now who looks for specials for.
What's the Record? In terms of,
no, just
it's
the
like a local newspaper.
Yeah,
community.
And just for like for groceries. Mm. That's what I just now.
You?
Read.
No, I've never. It's been a minute, bro.
It's been a minute.
No, it's been a minute. I don't even know someone in my circle or who keeps or buys
literally
newspapers.
Buys so newspaper.
I haven't. Mm. When last did I see someone sell a newspaper? That's the thing.
Oh, no,
right?
I still see it.
Or at grocery stores.
Not grocery stores, like but even on the
corner,
robots.
Those guys with
the robots.
Red overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute.
Yo, that industry is seeing flames, guys.
Flames.
Yes,
I was reading an article. It says, where is that article? I think I lost it, but they were saying that, none of the country's newspapers registered growth in the circulation numbers in the fourth quarter of 2020. Mm. The hardest hit was Pretoria News with a drop of 80% in circulation.
80%. Hectic.
And then we've got City Press, 16%. The Star, 60%. Daily Sun, 42%.
Mm.
That was surprising because isn't their target market like people that can't afford data.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daily Sun is surprising because that paper is entertaining and people love that kind of entertainment. Well, they target market. But it shows, bro, people have, even those who couldn't afford data are now starting to afford data and the internet is killing everything.
Yeah.
Sunday Times, 44%.
Sunday Times. That was once my favorite. Jeez. Way, way, way back. I used to love the Sunday Times.
Is it?
Yeah.
There was just too much going on in the Sunday Times. There's too much info.
Yeah, it was too
much. Too much info?
Yeah.
But it was like that Sunday.
You know, I hate reading, bro.
you can't hate reading. When you need to, there's that. Say it so proudly. Like the medal he wears. I hate reading. Please, man, read, dog. You need to read, man.
Shit.
Especially if you're going to trend, you must know how to read.
Hey, you see now, next time you trend, they'll be like, yeah, you say he doesn't like reading. See now the results of not reading.
But it's fine because now I have nothing to clean my windows with, you see?
You see, get free paper. Don't they just drop off some newspapers there by your comp, like in your
mid-rend,
complex?
Nah, nothing. There's no mid-rend. What?
Oh, shame.
So do you think these papers will be around next year.
No, or next year?
Yes,
next year.
This time.
Nah, man. I forgot there was a company that owns a few publications. I think, I forgot. They may have possibly owned Hype as well. That closed down. I don't think. Maybe, I can't say next year, but in the foreseeable future, I don't think a lot of them will be around.
Mm.
Nah, they'll go, bro. Definitely.
And everybody's like, the papers are going digital, but the journalism is so poor.
Mm.
Like online.
Online.
Yes, it's really poor.
What do you mean? Like Times Live?
I don't want to mention
any
brands.
I mean, they know. They're known, guys. They're known that you tweet something, it goes viral, then
they make an article
news.
Out
it's
of
news.
It.
Like, huh?
I've seen episodes here literally make like, and you're like, wow, that's a whole newspaper article.
Yes,
it's just over an episode, like over like an interview that we even do here. Mm. And you're like, you could have done better. But it's just, it's so poor. Anyone can be a journalist right now.
But where did it go wrong? Because journalists were in the trenches. You know, they were digging stories, you know, hiding out of people's houses, trying
Internet
to catch.
Internet has made people lazy.
It has.
You just feel like you know, like, and you feel like, oh, this is what people want to hear. Whereas you still have to actually go out there, just like how content creators have to go out there and like really get good, proper content.
Yes.
Now, even journalists have to actually search out this. Don't just sit on
So, are you saying content creators are now the new journalists?
True. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Actually, that could be possible.
Nah.
Hmm. Because people are seeking you some like give me something interesting. I want to see something new, and that's why people will follow a person because of, you know, this is whole content creation and looking for ways to, you know, grab your the attention of the your viewers. So things are changing.
Hey, but journalists need to be objective, you know, in what they write. And yeah, like if you're a journalist, you can't. Let's say you're going to write a story. You need to be as objective as possible. And I think it's dangerous to regard content creators as journalists.
Yeah.
Especially
when
journalism before people. Because
it's mostly based on opinions.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think, hey, dangerous. But I get where you're going because there's also different kinds of content creators.
No, but if you do an episode, let's say, for example, on Owami's channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say that you love porn. And then I don't know why I always go to that.
Hey,
it's my
I don't even love porn that much, man. You know?
Oh, you don't?
Hey,
he lied to
I
us.
I once had someone over at my place and they were like, so is there porn on your computer right now? I was like, no. Well, the yes, but not in that way. Like it's the only thing there. Yeah, but go on.
And then so then they take that, right? And they say Saul likes porn. That's the article.
Mm.
Doesn't she got that out of you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
because what they do now is an A-list celebrity will say, I love popcorn.
Yeah.
And they're like, this celebrity loves popcorn. And it's the headline.
And that's it.
Over a tweet.
Over, exactly. Whereas actually go, maybe find the story behind why this person loves popcorn and why and where did it start? Is, you know, what connection do you have with popcorn? Who introduced popcorn to you? So that's, it's just that they'll write it as it was. And you're like, so you just literally reported what we all saw. Is this the article? And that's what I'm like, I say, I just get so unsatisfied with.
But hey, what do we know, man? We're not journalists.
Yeah, we're not. We're not.
No. But we do unearth a lot of information, especially like you said, the example you made with celebrities. So we have a contribution in journalism, well, but we're not journalists.
Yeah.
But you can contribute. Like if you unearth something about Nota that no one has ever, you know, known in the public space, that's part of journalism.
Yeah.
So we do make a little contribution.
All right, what else is closing down? Greyhound is closing down.
Hey, Greyhound. Shit, and I've never been on one.
You've never?
No, because I'd look at the price. I'm like, well, I can afford a flight with that. So I might as well take a flight. But
you
I've never
rich
been.
Soul, you.
No, I'm not rich. How much? I mean, that. Flights aren't that expensive if you book really
right
early
now,
these days.
No, okay, wait. Some of us, the thing is, what has been popular with these buses, especially people who are based in a different province and you come from another province. Mm-hmm. So for myself, I was staying, we were here in Pretoria, but we come from KZN. So holidays, we knew. like, I'll take that trip every holiday to go see my cousins.
But not in a Greyhound. That's what he's saying.
I would take a Greyhound, like, and many people.
Yeah, but you're living soft, because
how much? 800 the ticket.
No, Greyhound's about 300. Okay, then probably even like 200.
Two?
Yes.
From where to where?
From
here to KZN.
Yes. Even now, guys,
can't be 200 Greyhound.
Guys, no way. I bought a Greyhound ticket for my brother, I think last December, or was it somewhere last year?
Is it?
Yeah, and I think it was about 300, 400 rand.
Isn't that what people pay in a taxi? Taxi to like Durban?
It's
you pay those
even,
prices.
Okay.
300.
I only did a taxi once to KZN.
And how much was that?
Yo, probably it was like 100 rand, but it was tough. I think it was 10 years back.
Oh, okay. No, I thought brutal, because I remember the one time, I had a story the one time. Hey, you know when I was like being really, really messed up? Nah?
Story time.
And I had a gig in Kimberley, right?
And you had gigs.
And I fucked up the money. And I took a bus to go to my gig. And now, funniest thing ever, right? And I was checking out the prices. And I was like, Greyhound, no ways.
How much was it to Kimberley?
I can't remember, but I felt like it was a lot. And I took a cheaper alternative.
So you took a taxi to Kimberley?
No, coming back, yes. But I took a bus. I took a bus. Yeah, that time story. Took a bus, either way.
What, was it SA Road Links?
One of those. Well, I can't remember. Like, one of those. Like 2017, it was one of those.
Hmm. It's 420 per person.
Exactly, I told
you. From Joburg to Durban.
Yeah.
420
For
per
real?
Person.
Yes.
So are they out of business now?
Because I think their model is mainly based on international.
International?
Oh, like Zimbabwe.
Like tourists, sorry. Tourists.
No, guys.
Yes.
No, Greyhound.
Yes. Greyhound. They made most of their money from tourists who come to SA, and they use Greyhound to travel.
Between provinces.
Yeah, and then they take the prices high.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you know how many South Africans?
No. There are South Africans. There's local fares,
okay.
Right? But that's not the way they make their most money.
But now, when
you mean tourists were there up there in Park Station, trying to get to Cape Town or Durban?
No.
I'm telling you, guys.
And also, now if there's like 20 tourists or 50 tourists entering this bus, and I'm a local, of course I'm gonna complain that no, these prices are ridiculous.
No,
unless
I'm saying,
were privately hired.
I'm saying yes. That's what
I'm
saying.
How they're making the bulk of their business.
Yes. So when tourists come here, they hire out Greyhound services to travel. And then that's where, instead of 450, it now becomes 2,000. Because for tourists, 2,000 rands is nothing for them.
Okay.
So now, because of lockdown, we're not getting as many tourists. Mm. And the local fares are very minimal in terms of the bigger picture of how they get their money.
Mm.
Coach Leo, you're a coach.
He's coach.
He's a coach.
The coach passes.
Oh, he's a coach.
Am I lying, coach? Am I lying? Please give him a mic. Please give him a mic. By the way, Coach Lee is not going to be doing Black Fridays. We're meant to talk to him later on in the show. But yeah, he's in the business sector, so he'll let us know. Am I lying, coach?
Yeah, there are some truths in what you're saying. But there may be a number of other factors that led to them closing down.
But do you agree the lockdown affected?
Absolutely.
Because no more tourists are coming in.
Absolutely. And we were not allowed to travel interprovincial, and
exactly.
People don't just travel this time. You have to really have a very good reason to want to move to other provinces.
100%.
Or to want to travel to another province.
See, that's why Patco cannot close down but let go of people, because their business model is different. They don't rely on tourists.
Not definitely.
Mm.
You see?
But you see, like a big company like Greyhound, they've been here for years, guys. Before apartheid even.
Hey, Notes, what are you saying? Grab a mic there. Grab a mic. You might as well join the show. Grab a mic. No, grab a mic. Grab a mic. They can't hear you, Notes. Might as well grab a mic.
COVID-19.
Sol is right. You can't have luxury buses when people can fly cheaply.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain why they're shutting down. No, but they've always had. No, man, guys.
More people fly, and other options are, you know, getting cheaper. Like, just think about
they've always
Greyhound.
Been there. So how are they making their money then? They've always been there. Those
they've
options.
Always been there, but their market is closing. Yes, obviously the COVID is obviously impacting them. But I mean, like, just think about it. Just the market segment. Like, who wants to take a luxury bus when you can save for a flight for 400 rand and go to Durban?
Or you could even pay more for a flight, but you're saving on time.
Yeah,
you're
true,
not
going
to take
true.
How many hours to get to Cape Town. Exactly.
To Cape to Durban, I think it's like an 8-hour trip. Like, you leave at 8, you'll be there by 4.
Mm. Yeah. But Patco threw the employees under the bus there. Hey. 200 jobs gone.
200.
Yeah. 200.
200. Hey, man.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy times.
That's
what else is shutting down? Rihanna's Fenty is shutting down.
Mm.
What?
Mm.
For real?
Yeah.
Such a sexy line.
Oh, you like it?
I liked it. I liked what I saw.
Is it available in SA?
Where?
Oh, it's not.
Where?
No, Mr. Price, nothing. No, no.
Oh, you mean like the physical shop?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Didn't someone license it? Nothing.
Wasn't it like online somewhere? If you thought, if you knew where to search,
yeah,
I don't
online
know.
Definitely. I think yeah. you can be able to buy it online.
I honestly, I don't know where to get.
I've just
but
never
I just,
seen it in
I
a shop.
Only saw it online and just. You know,
and then the Beyonce one, I see the phone. Billboards on the highway. Ooh. The Beyonce one.
What's Ooh. That one?
Pink She's Ivy got a line. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Ivy Park. Park.
Ivy Park.
Yeah,
Ivy,
yeah.
Yes. You like that?
She's always releasing. It's beautiful stuff. I really love. I even missed out on that maroon one. Yeah. So. Now there's a new range. Mm.
So that's available in SA because obviously they're advertising
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
yeah, I
can
Adidas.
Oh. Yes, Adidas, yeah.
In Adidas stores you'd find yeah. it.
Did she send, who's this girl, man, that's popping, the R&B lady?
R&B?
R&B.
Yeah, the biggest R&B artist in SA, man. What's her name? Elaine. Did she send Elaine a drop?
I don't know. Did she get?
Oh, or was it Drake who sent Elaine something?
Oh, I didn't see.
Oh, shit. I don't even know. But yeah, Elaine got something, a drop from either Drake or Beyonce.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
too nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, Rihanna's thing is gone. I think she must just focus on music, bro. I miss Rihanna's music.
Yeah, but she's like a fashion icon. Okay, yeah, fair
yeah,
enough.
But people music. Have been like pounding her about, hey,
well, no,
give me
dropping.
Some music, please.
Yeah, but I mean, I think she's at a point whereby she's obviously recording and she's at a point where she can drop when she is happy. It's no more about like, what are you laughing at? It's
yeah,
no
this guy, she's recording like he was in the studio with her last
no,
week.
No, hard to stay recording. Like, it's like people when they meet me like, so aren't you making music anymore? I am making music.
Are you?
I may not be
are
releasing.
You?
Yes.
For real?
I may not be releasing music. Yeah.
What are you making? What are you making?
What do you mean?
Like what vibe? What song?
Oh, Afrotech.
Afrotech.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I still make my sound, my Afro sound. And you
that
see, that's why
dead, dog.
That's why I don't drop it. But I love making it. It's music. Yo, bro, there's no such thing as a sound that is dead. It's music, man. You can't say a sound is dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like we shouldn't let go of our natural African sound.
No, it's your sound.
But Oksalai. Those are the sounds we must hold on to. I'm a piano. Our truly African sounds. Not, you know, what tech, you know?
No, revive
that,
it.
That
revive
could never
it,
be
so
like,
I'm for that.
So why do it then? Why not do it?
Because
piano?
That's what's happening out there. There's a demand for that, right? And I want to get to a point whereby I just drop music, not because I'm desperate for it to sell or because I'm desperate for it, you know, to pop off. To get me. So and
but so you drop it for
to
who
point,
to enjoy.
Yeah.
So you drop no, I'm asking. So you drop it for who to enjoy?
The people who love that sound. Because
right.
There's people who still be like, yo, aren't you gonna you see on Twitter almost every day I'm answering that question of when are you gonna drop music? And I wanna drop music when I feel like
don't lie, so you only doing that sound because it's popping right now. I'm talking shit.
But I haven't released it. So I'm doing it because it's popping and to test myself, yes. But I haven't released it. If I was desperate to hop onto the gravy train, I would have released it.
What are you waiting for?
Like I said, the timing. And I don't think...
The time is now!
The time is not now.
Mkuzen is blazing right now.
Man,
so drop
focus
it!
Focus on pushing Mkuzen, man. Yeah?
You can
the
see.
Reason I'm not dropping because I don't want my songs to be like Mkuzen. Yeah? When I want to drop my second song, like, I am Mkuzen. He mustn't drop.
But so
you can't just drop haphazardly. You can't just drop, yeah, you know.
But so you can see this podcast is on life support. Jeez.
The time is now.
If we get cancelled, we've got something else to listen to.
Hey, speaking about music, did you guys see that debate between Demtuda and Kabza? Like, people were saying, who's better?
Oh, man, I don't like those kind of things.
Yeah.
Like, how? Yo, man, Kabza is good, bro. Kabza, have you seen Kabza play piano? A lot of times, producers can't even play. You know what I mean? And that takes nothing away from you. Mm. Obviously, it limits you in terms of expressing yourself in studio. Right? And Kabza is a genius. Kabza is good. Demtuda is also good, but I feel like I saw people saying, hey, because Kabza gets more opportunities. What do you mean gets more opportunities? Guys are in studio, they release the songs they release, and one song is bigger than the other. You know, Demtuda is good, but Kabza, I don't think Kabza should be fucked with. Kabza is good.
Yeah, no, Kabza is good, man.
Why do you have to make people compete, though?
Exactly. That's what I say. I don't like those kind of things of...
Kabza's my producer.
You say Kabza's behind my producer's success.
Nah, you can't say that. Speak on the mic. No one can hear you, bro.
Kabza has my producer. No one had
Podcast 101, speak on the mic.
The mic is far.
Yeah.
Kabza has Pori. Think about it. No. Kabza has Pori to support him. Pori has worked with everybody. Everyone that you know that's big in the world. Pori has worked with. He's worked with Drake.
But where does the sound come from? It comes from Kabza.
Where the sound comes from. Just think about Kabza's brand and the guidance that he gets from
Pori. Not talking about the brand, we're talking about music.
Talent for talent.
What I'm saying is this, is that talent for talent, Demtuda is, I mean, in terms of making music, it's not that much of a big difference.
Kabza has got
Mapori. So think about it like this. It's something Soweto did an album with Scorpion Kings, right?
Grab a chair there.
He did that Scorpion Kings album.
Yes.
And then after he did that Scorpion Kings album, what did he do? He did an album with Demtuda. Mm-hmm. Now, this Danko.
Yeah.
Just look at the difference in response to it. I mean, sound-wise, Danko is actually, it's like spot-on piano.
Danko is Demtuda.
Demtuda.
Yes. Okay.
And then Kabza and Maphorisa is Pity Pit.
Yeah.
Look at the difference. Kabza has Maphorisa.
So that's the only difference you're
saying.
Just like
they're a bigger brand, they're an institution.
So if Demtuda had Pori?
If Demtuda had someone who's an institution, if he had Oskido, if he had, you understand what I'm saying? It's about the institution that's behind you. Not even...
It's about a cosign.
It's institution behind you. Like Pori put Gom on, like he made it international.
But I think we're talking about music here.
Yeah, music is one thing, but people don't listen to the music anymore.
Who is
making the music?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They listen to who's making the music. Think about it. Mm. Like, Kabza might be one of the biggest guys, but, you know, he's not like, when he drops an album, it's not all over all the DSPs. Like, he's the cover guy. He doesn't have all the articles. He doesn't have 94.7.
You know what it reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Remember as a DJ, there were songs that DJs would never play because it's too commercial and it seems like you're selling out. And the songs that DJs would play amongst themselves because, like, you want to prove to the other DJ that, hey, I've got this hot song. Mm-hmm. So Demtuda strikes me as a... He makes music and DJs understand and appreciate his music. Mm. Whereas Kabza is like a commercial, he's got a commercial backing. But music-wise, fuck, Demtuda is crazy. Yo, Demtuda!
Mm. So you are saying who's better since we...
I love them both, man.
Yeah.
I think when I listened to piano, I never really understood it because it was just beats. You understand? And it's repetitive. I think I've said on the podcast before. It sounded monotonous. And then Kabza, I don't know if it's him. I could be wrong.
Probably him.
Yeah, but he started with that adding chords and making it soulful progression. And progression. Like that song, man, with...
MFR Souls also did. Yeah. Let's not forget. Yeah.
What's that song he did with something Soweto that like really put it on the map? It was more radio friendly.
Mm.
You know, it was more sing-alongs.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when I was like, fuck no, this shit slaps. Mm. Then I heard Shasha... the one with Shasha and Tender Love, those songs. I was like, fuck, this is dope. You get what I'm saying? Mm. MFR Souls, yeah. So shout out to them, man. But anyway, it is what it is. When are you releasing, Chief?
Back to you.
I'll release when I want to release, man. Like, hey, music, man. You know, when you've gotten like disappointed and hey, it's personal.
You got disappointed?
Yeah, I released an album. I released an album 2013. It failed, I'd say, you know. Thanks to the few people who bought it, but that shit, it hurts, you know. And you just go back into your hole and you're like, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? Because you put so much hopes and ambitions on that drop.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really do that well. So I will drop
one. But look at Quest. How many flops did he have? He had so many albums that were flops.
First album had 2 Summer nominations. Lost to Amu, lost to Lockenville. Lockenville also won Best Selling Album. The next album
one with Boom Shakalaka. That didn't pop, dog.
It won a Metro FM for Best Hip Hop Album.
Yeah, but you could have bought that, my nigga.
No, we didn't. It was before the buying of the awards. And we couldn't afford
but
it.
But you can't gauge the success of the awards.
No, but I'm just saying.
Awards. You know.
Well,
you know.
Okay, let's look at it like this. It's a critically acclaimed album. The only reason it's not like that big is because it lost to Ifani. That's like the biggest deal.
Dakar.
Just yeah.
Dakar, yeah.
It won a Metro. You know what I mean? Mm. But again, so it's like you just didn't have an institution behind you as well.
Yeah, that's big. Eh?
That's it.
That's big.
Institution how?
Like an ambition.
Your songs were dope. Like your songs were like actually making your remixes. Were big.
You did remixes.
You did a whole remix.
The Soul Penduga remix.
There was a
like
time
Native
when I was
Rhythms
doing,
used to take all their soul songs and give them to Soul Penduga to remix.
Yes.
Which one did you do? That big one, the big remix. That you
I did Joy. I did Joy.
Hey, we're chilling with a superstar. We don't even know.
I was just
DJ Lag.
This Thursday, we interview Soul.
Yeah, he's lagging behind.
Hella funny.
Dog, you're a big deal. You did an album, you did remixes.
Yes, I do remixes.
Dog, I only know Huru, bro.
For real.
Yeah.
An album, man. I did remixes.
You have not done your research.
A lot of people from Native, because I dropped that album under Native Rhythms, which had signed The Soil. I was unlucky. I did a very dope remix called Joy. Yes, I read a very dope remix of Joy. And then Dakapo also.
Joy like my joy. He is the joy.
No. I got joy in my heart.
Okay.
We're a family. Yeah. That joy. And Dakapo had a remix as well. So that was sort of because he's the sound, you know. And I was on that Afro sound. Yeah, so when people say that Soil Joy remix, they think Dakapo. But I had a very beautiful remix. Yeah, man. Done a lot of remixes and a shitload of bootlegs. I was bootlegging everything at some point.
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh, this guy.
You know this.
Yeah, dog.
Hey, touch my hand.
Yeah, dog.
One day on Chiller's Club, we'll just have soul
mix.
Soul mix.
Yeah. Marima's release, chief.
I'll release. Don't worry. You can't just release haphazardly. Can you see the competition out there?
Nah, when
you
release a song. No
competition. But is it too late to revive an album?
No, it's not.
I'm just saying, like, you see how you said your 2013 album was a flop. Mm-hmm. So if we're to revive that, like.
Yeah, and we get Chillers to do remixes.
Chillers, just go listen. Maybe, you know, it could be a track that you're like, hey, wait, this is something nice.
Yeah, we could do that. But you know, deals and it's Native Rhythms. Album,
he bought the beats. Can you hear?
Oh. I bought the beats. Someone asked me on Twitter. They were like, hey, yo, bro, why aren't you releasing music? Or were you buying beats? If so, why have you stopped buying beats?
Good one.
I was like, hey, man, I told him it got too expensive. I'm dancing now. And I put up this video of a guy who looks like me dancing. And I was like, I'm dancing now, chief. You know?
You dance to the beats.
Shit.
What kind of deal did you have?
Yo, bro, hey, man.
The re-record clause, because you know Taylor Swift has now re-recorded her album. She's re-recorded. There's one that Scooter Braun bought the masters to.
Yeah.
He sold it for he bought it for $300 million of money that he borrowed.
Then
he sold it for $330 million to another company. And now Taylor Swift has re-recorded it. You know what I mean? Because she's got re-recording rights. So maybe
what does that mean? So they're making the same song.
Well, basically, look, For guys who are like rappers, yeah, it's almost impossible to re-record an album because how are you going to get all the people to feature again, okay, coming to studio? But if you're a person like Taylor Swift or a producer or composer like Sol, you can remake the beats. You can make the beats into piano beats, and then like then you'll own the new. Come
How's
on,
that
dog.
Different from a remix?
It's not. It's like it creates a new master. So that's how you create a new master. It's called a re-record. So a lot of artists can actually re-record their music and create a new master. Or like if you do a live album, that's a new recording. It's a new master.
I see.
Yeah, that's what Zakes did with Clap Your Hands.
The other one, the master was swallowed in the previous deal. So maybe you can get out to the re-record, do piano remixes of all those songs that you
have. And we have so many chillers who are producers, dog. They could remix.
Forget that they're producers, they're consumers. That's money, dog. Just passive income, it just comes in. While you're sitting here just doing the podcast, people are listening to your music and you're making money.
You're lagging, bro.
I'm fucking lagging, dog. No, I must step up.
Because every time, like, we ask, hey guys, ask us questions about the podcast. People are like, yo, when is Sol releasing music? What's happening with the music? I'm like, this nigga is huge. No one ever asks me, when is your next single?
Like, is Mkuzen that dope?
I'm like, this nigga.
Out here competing with me.
Anyway, Coach Leo, please come on board. So we've got a new host for Black Fridays. His name is Coach Leo.
Coach Leo.
Money maker. Round of applause for Coach Leo. Yes. I'll tell you a crazy story, man. I met Coach Leo in Durban. We're doing the Durban Chillers. So he walks up, he wants to get a tag and whatever. He's like, yo, man, love the show. Good. I'm like, all right, clean. I'm like, where are you from? He's like, no, I'm from Joburg. I'm like, you drove to Joburg to come to the Durban Chillers? He's like, yeah, I just wanted to hang with you guys. Yeah. And then we started speaking, and then I found out he's in business, but he'll tell you more about that. And here we are now.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Chief, this is not 702. I was about to say, thank you to the audience.
Thank you for having me today. No.
What do they always say? Thank you to the listeners. What do they always say in interviews?
Interviews?
Like these radio interviews, these serious ones.
They say, thank you.
No, they say, first thing they say is,
good morning to you
and your listeners.
Well, I'm paying respect, man. I get it. Today I'm here and I normally watch like all the chillers from the other side, you know.
Are you going to make us money, coach? That's all we care
about.
Wait
for Monday.
Are you going to make us money, coach? That's all we care about.
Yeah.
Nah.
Money for all the chillers. Value and business exchange.
Nice.
To all the chillers.
Nice.
Yes.
Tell us about your background quickly before we talk about Black Friday.
Tell you about?
Your background.
My background. How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, well, born in Limpopo, well-traveled, retired engineer.
Oh, shit.
Who got into business. And I've got a couple of businesses. And the main one that I have is I'm coaching people all across the world.
Mm.
People that are in business, corporates, managers, board directors, you name it, and anybody that just wants to achieve something. I do life coaching.
Nice.
Yeah, all across.
I didn't even know that was a business, eh?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Mm.
So, like, don't people, when you say you're a coach, don't they say, is that your only business? Shouldn't you have had other achievements in business prior? Or can you just be a coach? Like a soccer coach sometimes doesn't need to have played soccer to be a soccer coach.
Ah, so there are levels, ne? Mm-hmm. So there are coaches that believe that you don't have to really understand the context in which you're coaching. You can coach someone even if you are not in business because who is in business on business, even if you are not on business, because it's about creating a conversation that brings them to insights.
Mm.
But next level is what you're talking about. I've got a couple of businesses. I've got manufacturing business and I have HR consulting business that has been running for 12 years.
Wow.
And a couple of other businesses that I'm invested in. I am an investor as well. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I have.
Yes.
I have played and I have also won and coached.
Yeah, we need
many other people that have.
We need
done
an HR department here. Yeah. I saw one of the guys, they want to chow the producer. We don't want anything.
Yeah.
No funny business.
Yeah, we need structures.
Yeah.
So so
yeah. We have HR.
No, we need to get it.
No, we need structures.
Yeah, before it's a mess.
Yeah, so I've gone full cycle and in various businesses or multiple businesses. There aren't many of the businesses that I don't understand in terms of value chain and
how did you become
a
chiller?
Business successful.
How did you become a chiller?
Well, I'm a lover for Radio One. I used to listen to YFM, and funny enough,
it's now White FM.
Yeah, back in the days, I used to listen to you there, and the funniest thing is I'm attracted to controversial jokes like yourself, Fat Joe, Chili M, and so on.
Let's coach you out of this one.
So I followed you, and I think I discovered the podcast when we were doing the second episode.
Second episode.
I've been chilling since then. Yeah.
We had like 100 views back then. So
I was one of them.
That's better than some current podcast that have been existing for 2 years.
I think we should go back there and take the names of everyone that has watched the first and the second episode during that period and turn us into VIPs and give us gifts from. Is it Studio 88?
Yeah. Studio 88, yeah. Perfect. Coach, thank you, man. So now you're taking over Black Friday. Starting
Absolutely.
From next week, you're going to be taking over.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Beautiful. That is Coach. Thank you so much, Coach. Round of applause for Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
He's our blesser. Yes,
who doesn't require us to send a proposal.
Coach Lady, what's happening with Justice? We're growing, eh?
Oh.
Did you see we launched the Chillers Club?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking landed.
Landed.
Hangout is popping.
Yeah, Hangout is popping. Nice you know, one. Libs was telling me he's got such great ideas for the Chillers Club. I think it might even be bigger than our show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, he's got some great ideas.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it. I think he's already shot the second episode.
Oh, brilliant.
Ooh. Yeah. But anyway, what's happening with the ladies' podcast?
Okay. The ladies' podcast, unfortunately, we lost one of our ladies. So we're going to take it out to the Chillers.
Okay.
If there are ladies out there who would love to be part of the Chillers, of the ladies podcast,
okay,
with discriminating like that, ladies podcast,
mm-hmm,
and please send a video, just 1 minute, and say why you would be the best person to be part of the ladies podcast.
So you can drop a WhatsApp, ne?
Yeah, drop a video on your WhatsApp, yeah.
You can email as well.
You can email it.
Podcast at thisismacg.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking for, though?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Like a vibey lady. Like, you have to be free. You need to, literally, you know our normal episode. So translate that to the ladies' version. But obviously, it's a space where you're going to be just tackling, like, we're going deep into conversations, like topics. And be free. Be open to talk about anything and everything. And yeah, let's move.
Nice, man.
Let's go. Let's go big.
Wow.
And yeah, let's take over. That?
No, definitely.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah. I want to know what you guys think about us.
Ooh. I don't always be entirely about you guys. Like,
no,
you're not that important. You know. But anyway,
yeah.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
No, cool. All right, cool. So yeah, drop us an email, podcast at thisismacg.com. Drop us a WhatsApp, 081-474-0632. A minute. You know what's funny? The irony, bro. And this is how Ghost Lady got to be on the podcast.
Exactly. So do what I did.
Shit,
you know,
she sent a snippet.
Yeah, I sent a snippet. Like, what, 2 years ago? It's going to be almost 2 years now.
Oh. And I was like, this one's a snack.
Until your relationship got very strong.
Until he met Mnaga.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yo. All right. Nah, no more snack.
Yeah. She's just a ghost.
Yeah, nah,
I can't see her.
I can't see her.
Oh, shit. Anything else that I'm leaving out? What else do you want to say? What did you read this week, man?
Oh, yeah, we had the vaccine that is not even, like, the efficacy of it is, like, 22%. Ish. And we're it's stuck tough. With that because we decided to buy a cheap vaccine.
And it's expiring.
It's like $4 a shot. When the Pfizer one is like $20, there's another, the other one, what is it? Starts with an M.
We said it, the Indian one, my friend.
Hmm? Yeah, I remember we said it.
Moderna's like $50. Yeah. And the one we got doesn't even need to come in cooled down containers with a certain temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Suitcase. Those you get at the park station. You know those kumbule cars, multicolors. What's happening, man?
Is he a greyhound, Lesia?
All the retired greyhound buses. Are the ones now shipping our vaccine that doesn't work against the new strain. I'm getting vaccinated, man. I'm
give
not
him
playing
the
games. I'm getting vaccinated.
Okay, but good news, at least we're getting 9 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Oh, yes. They saved the show.
That's good news.
The circus.
So, bro, when are you becoming a part of the show? Once.
Yeah.
Might as well, bro.
I'm already a part of the show. but first, I need to get vaccinated. You know, as well, because like I just get too scared.
This nigga calls me every day. I feel like he's mini Questa. He's on a quest.
No, he's on a conquest.
What's new age Questa boy? Boom shakalaka. AKA Henda.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, gotta put you on. Gotta put you on game. Like I gotta coach you as well.
What
yeah.
What role do you see playing on the podcast?
I'm just your coach. I'm just your coach. Like, yeah. One day, you know, when you're like the biggest media, what you call
network.
Mogul. No, media mogul. Yeah.
He's forever saying that. I'm like, yo, dude, I just want to do content. I just want to do
but
content.
The problem
man.
Is this. You can't make change unless you got change.
Oh,
that's the thing.
What do you mean by that?
That then,
like, you need to have the capital. You need to have the change. Money to make the moves. You understand?
So but I have no aspirations to be a media mogul.
Well, you listen. You got a responsibility. It's not about the aspiration. You got a responsibility. You got chillers that now listen to you. You got a platform. You know, God has given you this gift and like you can't play with it. We don't want you to feel pressure and end up being a junkie and dead like Brenda Fassi or anyone else like that. We want you to actually do some really big things to really like influence the country. Soon, Cyril Ramaphosa needs to come and sit where Saul is sitting because that's the only place with enough space for someone like him, you know?
And no time!
No, I'm serious. A president, he needs to sit there and then you guys need to ask him the questions. Like, Cyril's going to come here. He's not going to go to Power FM. He's not going to go to 702. He's going to come to Podcast and Chill to speak to the chillers because this is where the youth are. This is where the influence is, you know what I mean? So, like, at the end of the day,
I just want to create content, man.
But
that's all I know, bro.
That's the one thing. You wanted to create content, right? But now you've created a monster. It's a monster. The podcast is a monster, dog. It's got so much influence. Like they were even writing about it on the Times Live, like how much influence it has. Like this is where people get their news. This is where people get their entertainment. This is where people actually, the advocacy that you guys have, you know, the LGBTQI community, even though they spanked you guys, they also taught people a lesson through you. You know what I mean? The amount of good that you guys are doing for the community, it's a big responsibility. You know what I mean? And you're the chosen one, MacGyve. You know what I mean? You're the chosen one. And when someone is the chosen one, like I tend to gravitate towards the chosen ones.
This is why Questa left. It was too much.
Like, Questa, you're the chosen one, man. You are the savior of these South African kids on Nyahupe, these delinquents. You're the.
And then Questa said, "Young one, I
mean. Young one, I mean.
So shy in good.
So no posing good. Shy my heat. Smile. No, Questa.
Look at you, Questa.
No, Questa, you're the modern day Steve Biko. Questa, man. You know. Look, Questa, you can do much bigger things. Things, man, you're gonna take over the world. Kester was like, I ilala vuka. Ilala vuka nyava.
And he just coughed and lost the voice.
On that note. And we are here, man. This has been Podcast and Chill. By the way, guys, make sure you do become a member. A lot of people don't know the membership thing, eh?
Okay, explain the membership thing. Okay.
Literally, if you want to support the podcast and see it grow, as you can see, we are under attack.
Yeah.
So we need you more than ever before.
Yeah.
You can become a member, and there's four categories that you can choose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you can choose to chill, which is 10 rand.
Mm-hmm. Per right? month.
Per month, yeah.
Yeah.
You can become a chiller, which is 40 rand. Mm-hmm. You can become a premium chiller, which is 100 rand. Mm-hmm. And then you can become a super chiller, the one I would advise.
Because yeah, we're on life support. This is the oxygen of the podcast.
Yeah, for 300 rand. Mm. That's it. It's pretty simple. You click join, become a member, and you choose whichever one you want. So we can keep it going, man. You know what
and
I mean?
And what are the perks? Do people still get some perks?
Well, there should be perks that we should be doing, but we are not.
Mm-hmm.
It's our fault.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, if you just want to support and see us get bigger and bigger and stronger and all do right, more stuff.
Okay.
Because as you can see, we've got the Ladies Podcast, we've got the Chillers Club now, we've got Black Friday, we've got the Hangout. We want to do more. So your support is highly appreciated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That was funny. All right. And then what else? What else? What other announcement am I making? Oh, yes. Grandeur is back. And guess what? Yeah. I got an announcement. Let's toast to this. I got an announcement.
Toast.
It's been 2 years in the making.
Toast.
Okay, rock me here. Let's toast to this.
Heavy head, man. I know you're not.
No, just a little one for
me. Cool. That's fine.
Okay. Toast.
Me too. Yes.
Oh, wait. That was literally.
All right.
Cool.
A toast. What are you toasting to?
Yes.
Is now available on Takealot.
Oh, this guy!
Mama, we made it!
What?
Mainstream now.
Yeah,
online shopping.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is mainstream, man.
Yeah. Yo. So we're now available on Takealot. You don't have to go through the hassle of the website, but
so
you can still
use
it.
When are
you
going to see it? Like immediately? When are we going to see it on TikTok?
Today. If not today, tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
What percent does Takealot take?
It's 2%.
Oh, so they don't take a lot.
Yeah, they don't take.
They don't take a lot. Nah, shout out. Take a lot.
No, don't worry. I own the Masters, chief. We are here, man. The Session Podcast and Chill.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.